Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 8, verses 18 and 19. Festal blessings. Now, let us remind ourselves of some basic truth here. This man, Zechariah the prophet, is speaking to the Jews in his own day. He's speaking to these Jews who come back from exile. He's encouraging them. God is calling him to that ministry. And by his preaching and by his prophecy, he's encouraging these Jews as to having a better future under the covenant, keeping the law. The temple will be prospered again. And this is his ministry, as it was with Haggai and Malachi and so on. This is their calling, to speak to these post-exile Jews. But remember also that this man and these others were, in fact, bringing the new covenant in their prophecies. We know this from 1 Peter chapter 1. They looked into their prophecies. They saw that there was far more than met the time in which they were preaching and prophesying, and they were curious about it. Of course, the full revelation comes in the post-Pentecost scriptures, as Christ promised in John 14-16. Now, we have to remember that the old covenant was fulfilled and rendered obsolete by Christ. So we're not under the old covenant now. And we have to remember when we read these scriptures, which deal with the old covenant, that though they contain valuable lessons for us by way of instruction and illustration, we're under a different covenant. Of course, Christendom went back to that covenant and has imposed the old covenant on the new. And what we have today in Christendom is nothing less than a mongrel mixture of old and new covenants, with all the catastrophic results, the dire consequences. Well, that's by way of preface. This is what the Lord Almighty says. This is the word of the Lord. Again, the word of the Lord came to me. The fasts of the 4th, 5th, 7th, and 10th months will become joyful and glad occasions and happy festivals for Judah. What a prophecy. You see, dates and places and feasts and all that was vital under the old covenant. Jerusalem was the place, the time, the date, the month and so on, and the various feasts. They were all highly significant for these Jews, and they had to keep it precisely. But we're in the days of the new covenant now. We don't have these feasts and festivals. We don't have holy places. We don't have sacred space anymore. These dates and places and so on. Christendom has imposed it on us, Christmas and Easter and all the rest of it, and sacred chapels and churches or whatever, houses of God, all that kind of nonsense. No. But if we take away the Christendom stuff, we can find spiritual application in this prophecy. What were the Jews being promised here? Their times of feast, their festivals, their observation of the temple practices would be joyful, glad, not a boring routine, just going through the motions. They would be happy and pleased and delighted. What about the new covenant? Well, it seems to me that we need to hear this word today. We want joy returning. Too many boring lectures. We want the spirit of gladness. There's too much boring routine. Just gritting our teeth and going, oh, we write our books about delighting in the Sabbath, but they don't keep the Sabbath, and there's no delighting in it. It's just an observation, just a routine. Or that we might have seasons of refreshing from the presence of the Lord, the Spirit of God. We so often have the routine, but so little do we know of the sweetness, the pleasure, the sheer delight. How pleased and blessed was I to hear the people cry, come, let us seek our God today. Yes, we come to the ecclesia, we come to the people of God, and we know the presence of God. Wouldn't that be a delight? How boring it is, how routine, how dry, how dead, how beyond our comprehension, how seemingly irrelevant to our lives. Oh, may God deliver us. Again, the word of the Lord Almighty came to me. This is what the Lord Almighty says. These feasts will become joyful, glad, happy occasions for Judah. May we have the same said for us. May that spiritual joy come to us.